Justice Gorsuch has the opinion of the court in two cases this morning.
The first one is the state of Ohio versus the Environmental Protection Agency. Under the Clean Air Act, the Environmental Protection Agency sets air quality standards. Once the agency sets a new standard, however, individual states are entitled to draft their own plans implementing that standard in their jurisdictions. If a state's plan meets the Act's requirements, EPA must approve it. If not, EPA may create a substitute federal plan of its own for that state. Here, EPA recently set a new standard concerning ozone levels. Many states responded by submitting plans for meeting that new standard. Ultimately, however, EPA announced its intention to reject over 20 of those state plans and replace them with its own federal plan. As EPA described its proposed federal plan, it sought to identify a set of emissions control measures that would maximize cost-effective improvements in ozone levels. In its proposed plan, however, the agency proceeded on a key assumption, namely that its plan would apply to all of the 20-plus states whose state plans the agency had rejected. EPA then published its proposed federal plan for notice and comment. During that period, some raised a concern. They warned that the federal plan might not turn out to cover all 20-plus states, as the agency anticipated. As commenters saw it, some of the agency's rulings rejecting the state plans were themselves legally flawed and likely to be enjoined. In other words, some states were likely to drop out of the proposed federal plan. And that, commenters warned, might require EPA to go back to the drawing board on its own federal plan. That is because as the mix of states in the federal plan changes, each with its own unique mix of industries, so might the mix of emissions control measures that maximize cost-effective ozone air quality improvements. After the public comment period, EPA finalized its federal plan. But in doing so, it did not address the thrust of the commenters' concerns. Yet, as it turned out, at least some of those concerns began to materialize. Courts across the country began enjoining EPA's decisions rejecting the state plans, finding that the agency's decisions were likely unlawful. And that meant that the agency could not apply its federal plan to those states. All that, in turn, led some of the states remaining in the federal plan to challenge it as arbitrary and capricious and therefore unenforceable under the Clean Air Act's terms. Once more, these states argued that EPA had failed to address whether the measures it proposed in its federal plan, measures premised on the participation of all 20-plus states, remained cost-effective at improving air quality when the plan now turned out to cover many fewer states. Pursuant to the Clean Air Act, too, these states sought a stay of the federal plan while their legal challenge could play out. After the D.C. Circuit denied that request, the states renewed it here. As might be obvious by now, this complex case does not lend itself to easy oral explanation. Suffice it to say that the court received extensive briefing, reviewed a voluminous record, and held a lengthy oral argument. And for reasons explored in the opinion we filed with the clerk today, we agree that the Clean Air Act entitles the applicants to a stay of the federal plan while their litigation unfolds. Justice Barrett has filed a dissenting opinion in which Justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson have joined.